All right, I have the opportunity to talk to Reno Perlin, who is a certified fitness instructor. His company is Life and Body Incorporated. I'm talking to him today about the fact that he's soon going to purchase the new iPhone. I know that it's also for business-related purposes. I wanted to talk to Reno today to find out what were some of the factors making him move to the iPhone from his current cell phone. So, Reno, welcome to the Easy Mac Podcast.
Well, Jeff, thank you for having me on the Easy Mac Podcast, and looking forward to answering questions about the iPhone or the BlackBerry today.
iPhone or the BlackBerry, all right. iPhone versus BlackBerry right here. Okay, first of all, what kind of phone do you have now?
I have a Razer from Bell.
Obviously not a smartphone.
It's not a smartphone, it's just your standard type of phone, and I'll be honest with you.
It was a big thing, though, at the time when it came out. I wanted a Razer.
It was a big thing, and I'll be honest with you, I'm a simple guy, Jeff, and I never thought I'd ever want to upgrade to a smartphone, and
if you get by with something and it works for what you need, that's cool, right?
Yeah, usually. It was something like that.
Now you're going to purchase the new iPhone 4, but at the same time, I'm sure there are a lot of people that were telling you or that have, also for their businesses, BlackBerry, try to steer you in one direction. And so what are a couple of the factors that, maybe not so much iPhone versus BlackBerry, but that you are have considered to actually purchase the new iPhone?
Well, that's a very good question, Jeff. There's a big war debate about, whether I should, purchase the iPhone or the BlackBerry. That seems to be the question with most people. But I find that people buy a phone, or just any product in particular, we're talking about phones, is that they basically buy a phone because it meets their needs. For me in particular, I was looking for a phone that what would be useful for business and for school. And to be honest with you, Jeff, the iPhone just met all my needs.
Cool.
A couple other factors with regards to me purchasing the iPhone is that I recently, in the last, couple years, I purchased a Mac laptop. And I thought it'd be a great idea just to complement the compatibility issues. Having a laptop Mac and an iPhone just seemed to complement each other very well.
Yeah, I can't honestly say that I know what kind of problems you'd run into with a BlackBerry. I'm sure that to some degree it's compatible with a Mac, obviously, and syncing,
yeah.
But you can't get any better compatibility than two Apple products.
Right,
obviously.
Right. Another big issue, to be honest with you, I have researched BlackBerry, and I think they're both excellent products, but I'm looking for something with a larger widescreen, something that I've always been attracted to, devices that offered a big visual span of whatever I'm looking at. Other unique features that are specific to the iPhone are the apps. I have reviewed the a fitness app, Shazam, GPS, all these different types of apps that are great for the iPhone.
And I know you've been specifically looking at a lot of the fitness, diet, nutrition, exercise
yep.
apps and things like that.
Yeah.
Probably some of those things that you'll be able to even refer some clients to that use an iPhone.
Yes. Yes.
And another thing, I know that you are, you're soon to be a registered nurse.
Yep.
And I've sent you links occasionally here and there for a lot of the medical apps.
Yes, the medical apps are going to come in handy because I get to use them in the hospital. The iPhone will definitely come in handy there. Just to add to that, I can also back up a lot of my nursing literature on the iPhone that would benefit me and
right.
my patients.
Good stuff. I appreciate you taking the time to talk to me here on the Easy Mac Podcast. And the new iPhone comes out here in Canada today, actually, Friday. So I'm not sure what relation that will be when the actual podcast gets released, maybe Saturday, Sunday, Monday. I know, Reno, your contract's done with your current phone company. So Reno's soon to be enjoying the new iPhone 4, which I would hope to have and can't get out of this contract until next year, so I'm going to have to wait on that. But maybe by then I'll have the iPhone 5.
Oh.
So, all right, Reno, thanks a lot for being on the Easy Mac Podcast.
You're very welcome, Jeff.
And once again, Reno's company?
Life and Body Transformation Fitness Challenge Incorporated.
All right, thanks, Reno.